Back here on WREF, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach Stan Girard of Southern Indiana men's basketball is here, and practice is back. The summer adjourned. Coach, really appreciate the time. How's the team looking as you guys, a few months outside of November 5th, the start of the 2025-2026 season? The ramp-up really begins now.
Yeah, we're coming together, man. You know, yesterday was day one of the ramp-up, and like I told our guys the other day, man, it's go time. You know, we have so much to do in a short time to get there. And what we need from our guys is, you know, continue to have open minds and understand what the end goal is. And I felt like yesterday it wasn't pretty. 12 new guys. It's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of situations where you're going to like, what the heck? But at the same time, I'm a firm believer in making a mistake playing hard. And yesterday was very competitive, and I'm proud of that.
And we have the non-conference schedule now. The OVC schedule had already been released, so now we know exactly what you guys are ramping up towards. Before we get to the schedule, really the big news of the offseason. Yeah, it was great that you guys got so many talented players out of the portal, some from junior college. Ahmad Bynum was one of those talented players, no longer with the program. What kind of context can you add on that situation?
Well, you know, it was a mutual agreement. You know, he just didn't fit into what we wanted, and we as a coaching staff and a team, we have, you know, things we want to get done, and he didn't fit into that, you know. And you know, just as far as buying into the team concept and the rules and regulations of what needs to be done here at USI, it just didn't work out. You know, I feel like anytime you play in a USI, it's a privilege and it's an honor, just like any other program. But when you don't respect or honor your situation, you know, it just is, you're not meant to be here. And we talked with him in length about it a couple times, and we tried to fix the situation. I'm a firm believer in giving guys a second and third chance, but when you don't learn from your mistakes and you continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, this is not basketball related, and I won't go into detail, but when you continue to make the mistakes over and over again, there's no fixing or wanting to get everything fixed, then we got to do something different. And that's what it came down to. And I wish him the best.
So as we get closer and closer to the start of November again, the schedule is now out. We know exactly what you guys are ramping up towards in the first game on the road, Hinkle Fieldhouse against Butler. The second time in a row that you guys have begun your season against a Big East team on the road. Remember, the DePaul game was so close, went into overtime. So I know that you guys can compete with teams like that. To add Butler to the schedule, obviously, it's a historic venue, a historic team in the state. What does this mean to the program to be able to play Butler regular season action, really to christen the first full member D1 season in program history?
It means a lot. You know, I have a great deal of respect from Butler, stemming from my days up in Indianapolis when Brad Stevens was there. You know, we played those guys a couple of times, then Laval Jordan, to name a few names, and then Chris Holtman and now Thad Motter. You know, it's a historic program and a great place to play. And just telling the young man upstairs, you know, I'm sure the fans will appreciate going to Butler because it's such a historic venue. And anytime you talk about Indiana basketball, Hinkle Fieldhouse is one of the first words that come out of your mouth. And we're just so excited to go and play there against everybody. But, you know, anytime you can play some in-state foes, it's an honor.
You guys finishing up a couple of contracts here, South Dakota, Indiana State, to name a couple. But also on the schedule, can't really talk about it without talking about the trip to Daytona Beach, right? And the opportunity to play in MTE in Florida, exposure for the program down in the Sunshine State, playing Incarnate Word and UIC, which is the former team, Stephen Clay, one of your best players of this upcoming season. So when this opportunity came up, why was it important for USI to play in MTE in Florida like this?
Well, we wanted to, you know, play in a tournament setting, you know. Yeah. If we have the honor of making postseason, this gives us a taste of it early on, you know what I mean? And who wouldn't want to go to Florida in November? You know, it's an opportunity for us that I wanted to do something with this team. You know, this is our first year, and I wanted to do something, you know, outside of the norm of a regular season game and go play in a tournament type event. You know, we looked at other venues such as, you know, we played around with Hawaii. You know, that couldn't happen from a financial standpoint. We looked at some Puerto Rico events, kind of like what the women did last year. And this made the most sense, you know, the most dollars and the most sense. You know what I mean? It made sense from a financial standpoint and from a team standpoint as well. I like the opponents we're playing. Incarnate Word and UIC are two good opponents. And I think it'd be a great trip for our guys to get away for a few days and kind of continue to get to know each other, bleed into the into the conference tournament. You know, we have so many new guys, and I think a trip like this was very important because this is the first year, like you said, we can actually, you know, give ourselves a chance to play in the postseason.
Now, I've got family in Florida. I'm excited to go on that trip with you guys, but in the future, if I get a vote for where you guys go on the non-conference, I'm voting Hawaii. Just know that.
Well, you sound like my wife because she voted Hawaii as well, but that Hawaii trip is going to be a pretty penny.
Hey.
And, we had to do what we could afford, you know what I mean? And she says the same thing. She still talks about it to this day, but, you know, we'll still get some sun.
There's always next year. Yeah, we'll still get some sun, but I'm just saying, you know, you talk about, oh, the fans will be really excited to drive up to Hinkle, and the fans will be excited to get some sun in Florida. Fans will be really, really excited to get down to Hawaii. Anyway, I digress. And talking about this non-conference schedule, you can go check it out on the USI website. I could tell it was very difficult for you guys to schedule teams at home. Four home non-conference games, three of them against non-D1s, and you get VMI as the home opener. Why is it so difficult for mid-majors to schedule non-conference home games, especially with where you guys are right now after the transition?
Well, the bigger schools are buying schools like USI and teams from the OVC. So when you start talking scheduling with some, you know, low mid-major opponents, it's a two-for-one, and I want to do a one-for-one. I don't want to do, you know, any two-for-ones. We got offered that by a couple of schools to come play two games at their place and then one here. That's just not fair. We're at the same level right now, and I'm not a big believer in the two-for-one. I feel like, you know, this is a great venue to play in. You know, if you look at some of the venues that we're going to play in our league, this is probably one of the top, you know, one or two or three venues in the league. Mm. And I think we have so much to offer here. And when you start talking scheduling with some other schools, you know, who would consider coming here, it's either a two-for-one or they want us to buy. You know, meaning we're just not in that position to buy, let alone to play a one here and two there.
Yeah, the non-D1s on the schedule, Loras November 16th, Kentucky State end of November, East West as the final non-conference home game, rather non-conference game in general, also non-conference home game. I think a lot of people look at that and they're like, okay, playing the non-D1s, we get it. East West, why East West? Because this is another year of East West, correct me if I'm wrong, the fourth consecutive year you guys are playing them. So what is it about East West that attracts you?
It's a plug and play, you know what I mean? Yeah. We try to build our schedule, and then once we build it, you know, it takes time to build a schedule. And once you build your schedule, you have about 7 to 10 teams you want to play at the non-D1 level to come in and play. And as we got closer to finishing schedules, days didn't match with other teams. Mm-hmm. And East West was a quick phone call, and he had a date. You know, we was trying to get this thing done so we can release it. And so that's how it came about. And it's like that about every year, with the exception of the first two. We just, you know, we wanted to play those guys the first couple of years, but the past couple of years has been like a plug and play because we are so close to being done, and we wanted to knock it out.
November 26th against Valpo on the road. December 7th against Indiana State on the road. That's two Missouri Valley Conference teams and two quality teams as well. Indiana State finishing up a four-year contract with the Sycamores. I'm going to ask you the question because everyone wants me to ask the question. You get two Valley teams on the schedule. How close is the UE-USI matchup? Is that something that made any progress in this cycle? You know I got to ask.
I know you have a job to do. We're willing, you know, if we can make it work. You know, what I don't want to do, Brad, and this is not just coming from me, but it's also coming from upstairs, from the guy, other people making decisions. There has been some talks, but we don't want to do a two-for-one. We feel like I said a second ago, Brad, we are all Division I teams, and it's not like we're Division II anymore. We're Division I, and I feel like, and our president, and I'm sure the president does, it's got to be even across the board, either a one-for-one or a two-for-one, or we can play a two-for-two over the course of 5 or 6 years. But I don't want to be coming into this situation where we're giving up more than, you know, the other opponent. You know, I have a great deal of respect, you know, for what Ziggy's doing over there and what David's doing over there. And I just wish we could, you know, come to an agreement and make it a one-for-one or a two-for-two. But we're willing, and I'm sure they are, but they have things they want out of the deal just like we do, and we still stuck at that spot right now.
All right. Well, again, I had to ask about the schedule for USI basketball, which is out. Go check out the full schedule on the website. And, of course, WREF will be covering each game all season long. So we're very much looking forward to November 5th, the season opener against Butler. A couple days later, the home opener against VMI. And it should be a really fun season. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
Always good talking to you. Thank you.
All right. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to WREF on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.